The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to your Valentine's Views podcast for Friday, January 6th, with the Giants facing the Philadelphia Eagles in this Sunday's regular season finale. We are joined by Brandon Lee Gouten of SB Nation's Bleeding Green Nation to break this one down. Brandon, how you doing?
Well, Ed, could be better. The Eagles were supposed to have clinched the number one seed by now, but we enter week 18 with them still in a position to do that. So it could be worse, but also could be better.
Well, you know, honestly, that's, I asked you this in our five questions segment that we traded this week, you know, as we always do on our websites, but that's kind of where we have to start. A few weeks ago when the Giants played the Eagles, obviously a forgettable game for the Giants, I never would have thought that this would be the scenario in week 18. I figured it was going to be a meaningful game, but I figured it would be a, there was a possibility it would be a game the Giants had to win to get into the playoffs. Instead, we sit here with a scenario where the Giants are already locked into the sixth seed, and it's the Eagles that have to win this game. Or, I mean, it's the one seed and a bye and home throughout the playoffs, or it's the five seed and a road game on wild card weekend for the Eagles. So could you have envisioned this scenario even just a few weeks ago?
There is one scenario, too, where the Eagles could get the two seed. That would be the 49ers winning and the Cowboys losing in addition to an Eagles loss. So that's also possible. But more likely, to your point, probably either a one or a five. You know, I did think the Eagles were going to be able to get a win with Gardner Minshew, at least one of these two last games, if not necessarily both, but at least one. And, you know, the Cowboys game was the one that stung, because that was a game where I really think the Eagles outplayed the Cowboys in a lot of respects. I mean, they converted better percentage on third down and fourth down total. They didn't punt once in the game. They outgained the Cowboys by like 100 yards. Like, I thought they were the better team in many respects. Obviously, they had the four turnovers that did them in. You know, some of those, there's some bad luck involved. The Eagles had, there was three key fumbles in that game. The Cowboys recovered all of them. The Eagles had a third and 30 at one point that they allowed. It's just, you know, they kind of, I think, got unlucky
third
in a lot
and,
of ways.
Third and 30?
Third and 30 that they allowed the Cowboys to convert, in part because, like, they just tried to overcomplicate it. And instead of just dropping back and being like, hey, this, don't let them run by us, they let them run by them. So I think that game, the Eagles kind of had some bad luck. Whereas the Saints game, I mean, they were just, they never had a lead. They were the worst team. They did not deserve that to win that game at all. They could have stolen it. It looked like at one point when it got down to, I believe it was just like 7-point game, or no, it's a 10-point game at the, or sorry, 3-point game, 10, 13 to 10 at one point. But you know, yeah, not great when you have to steal one against the Saints. So, you know, I thought the Saints game was going to be tough. I'm not surprised that that game was competitive, but I didn't think the Eagles were going to lose. I thought, you know, you're at home, the one seed is on the line, you have to take care of business. I know Gardner Minshew is starting and you have a backup in, but, you know, you feel like you'd rather have Gardner Minshew than, you know, a lot of other backup quarterbacks given his experience. But clearly, he was not very good in week 17.
Absolutely. I mean, Minshew mania let you guys down, but he, you know, he by and large is a quality backup. And I will admit, I have not watched, you know, the last couple of Eagles games, but I have to believe that there's more going on here than just the Eagles having to play a backup quarterback. I mean, is there something else? Are there other things that are concerning, you know, for the Eagles? Or is Jalen Hurts just magically going to fix everything?
Well, the Eagles have had some pretty key injuries lately. You know, you lose Lane Johnson at right tackle. That's tough. He's an all-pro kind of player. You could argue he's not just one of the best right tackles in the league. He's one of the best tackles in the league. So that's certainly a big drop-off from him to Jack Driscoll or whoever is replacing him. And they lost Davante Maddox as well, their slot cornerback. You know, Josiah Scott, his replacement, has been an obvious weak point that teams just look to attack whenever he's in there instead. So, you know, those have been some big issues as well. You know, I do think Hurts, you know, he changes the equation dramatically. It's not just the tangible stuff there in terms of, like, his passing ability and the way he's able to run and how that has value, but not only because he can pick up yards himself, but the threat of him running often opens up opportunities for the Eagles' rushing attack, which certainly just hasn't been the same the past couple of weeks during his absence. I think there's, in addition to all that, there's just something to be said for his composure. And that is something that we have been talking about all season long. And part of what makes Jalen Hurts so great is that he's just never rattled. And I think that kind of resonates with the team. You know, by contrast, Gardner Minshew never looked comfortable at all on Sunday against the Saints. I mean, he was jittery in the pocket and even in the Cowboys game, but especially on Sunday against the Saints, just really jittery, never got set, wasn't stepping up in the pocket. It just wasn't that same sense of maybe like, hey, we can get back into this. It just felt like a totally different vibe. So I think, you know, Hurts being in there makes a huge difference. You know, there's a reason why we've been talking about him as an MVP candidate all season long. And I think on Sunday we kind of saw the value of him and the drop off to his replacement.
So that leads to the obvious discussion of, is he going to be available to play this weekend against the Giants? What is his health status? I'm going to guess that in a perfect world, the Eagles would rather not have to play Hurts, you know, in week 18, but I'm curious just, you know, how healthy, you know, people think he is at this point.
Yeah, I think the Eagles would have played him more than not at all, even if they had clinched the one seed by now. I think that might have handled it like a preseason game where they give him a drive or two, just because it would have been a long layoff from having last played against the Bears in earlier December to playing in mid-January at that point in the divisional round. So I think they would have liked to get him some work. I do think he will play against the Giants. I don't think that's a case of they're panicking and they have to play him before he's ready. I mean, it was said at the time of the injury a couple of weeks ago that he was probably going to miss two games. So this is on track with that. He was limited in practice a couple of days last week. The Eagles ruled him doubtful. I think the key distinction there, as opposed to like, why would not just rule him out if he's not going to play, is that doubtful sign seemed to be like, okay, he's not ready yet, but he could be ready for next week. And then sure enough, even before the Eagles played the Saints on Sunday, Adam Schefter had reported that the Eagles expect Jalen Hurts to be available in week 18. So yeah, I think he's going to play this week with so much on the line against the Giants, and don't know fully what to expect because, you know, this is a shoulder injury. It's serious. And that's really a big question for the entire Eagles season at this point, if he's healthy or not, and we'll see. But I do think he'll be out there.
Yeah. It's interesting because as we sit here, you know, we're recording on Wednesday and I don't know what the Giants are going to do either. I don't know what the Giants are going to do Sunday. They're in the very unexpected position of, instead of having to play for a playoff spot, they're in the unexpected position of being able to rest some guys, limit some guys, if that's what they choose to do. And I just don't know. I don't know how they're going to approach it. I mean, I jokingly said to Patricia Traina, who writes for Giants Country, the other day, I jokingly said to Patty, I said, you know, we might see a Davis Webb to Kenny Golladay touchdown pass on Sunday. which, you know, Davis Webb has never thrown a touchdown, a pass in the NFL in 6 or 7 years. And Kenny Golladay hasn't caught a touchdown pass for the Giants in 2 years. So that would be a cruel twist or an odd twist, but I don't know how the Giants are going to handle this game. And I'm curious, you guys, obviously Eagles fans, you guys just want to win the game. Are you curious to see how the Giants are going to do this? Would you rather see the Giants, you know, play their guys, rest their guys? You know, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the line is telling here, you know, the line for this game, according to DraftKings Open, is the Eagles with like 13.5-point favorites. I don't think, you know, that's happening. With, you know, Vegas is not in the business of losing money and being dumb. I think back to how even before there was any kind of inkling at all about Jalen Hurts having an injury coming out of that Bears game, it was that Monday afternoon and Jalen Hurts' MVP odds like plummeted, and the Eagles' odds against the Cowboys for the Week 16 game like swung way in the Cowboys' favor. And I was like, why is this drastic change happening? And like an hour or two after that, it was revealed that Hurts had that shoulder injury. So mm-hmm. I'm guessing Vegas has a pretty good sense that the Giants are not going to go all out to win this game. Eagles currently favored by 14 points at this point. So that's my sense on it from a logic standpoint. And now obviously it's going to sound like bias coming from me, someone with, you know, interest in the Eagles. I just don't think it makes sense for the Giants to really go all out and play their starters in this one. I think the discussion of that is like, oh, the Giants have to get revenge for week 17 in 2020, or as was brought up to Brian Daboll, the 2007 thing against the Patriots. I really don't see that as an apples to apples comparison. I mean,
I don't
first
either.
Of all, it's 15 years later. Like, I think we've come a long way with medical and rest and players, how we view that kind of stuff, where I just don't. And also, you're trying to prevent an undefeated season potentially. That's different than what you're doing with the Eagles here. So I think it's a different situation to me. And it's something that I think doesn't get talked about enough in this discussion is like, okay, the Giants can play, go out, all out to win this game and build some momentum and build some confidence or whatever. I mean, the other side of that coin is, what if the Giants play their starters and it's a similar result to when the Eagles played the Giants a couple weeks ago and the Eagles blow them out, and then the Eagles are now the ones building confidence? Like, do the Giants really want to do that? Do they want to give a boost to a division rival? So I just don't think it makes a ton of sense. And then just like, let's look at certain players. Saquon Barkley has the second most touches of any player in the NFL this year. You really need to get him more work in a week 18 game. That doesn't mean anything when he's such a key part of your offense and just had a stretch not too long ago where he was not really looking effective. Like, it just, I just don't really see why it would make sense for the Giants to do that. And yes, to me, I'm take the one seed any way you can get it.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. And Brian Daboll said Monday, he said, we will do what's best for the Giants. And as you indicated, Barkley has played, he's got so many touches. He's played 85% of the Giants offensive snaps or something crazy like that this year. Dexter Lawrence is a fourth year player who has played so many snaps this year as a 340-pound guy that he's in his fourth year in the league, and they're giving him veteran rest days on Wednesdays at practice because he's played so many snaps. And by the way, I don't know if you saw the film from Sunday, but as long as I'm talking about Dexter Lawrence, I still cannot believe the play that he made when he sacked Nick Foles on Sunday. Go back and look at this play. He's lined up against Quentin Nelson, who we know, all pro left guard, Quentin Nelson. He bull rushes Quentin Nelson, gets Quentin Nelson off balance, drives him backwards, gets level with Nick Foles, pushes Quentin Nelson to the ground with one hand and reaches out and throws Nick Foles to the ground with the other hand. He's throwing both guys to the ground at the same time. I don't think I've ever seen a play quite like that. It's just it's an amazing thing. Yeah, he's been great. But it was fun to watch on Sunday. It was fun to watch Daniel Jones score a couple touchdowns. It was fun to watch Daniel Jones score a touchdown and throw a shoulder into Indianapolis linebacker Bobby Okereke after Okereke had gotten an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty for blasting him in the helmet when Jones was sliding. That was fun. All right. But I don't want to see Jones taking any hits on Sunday. I don't want to see him throwing any shoulders. I would rather not see him taking any hits because, look, the Giants are not a playoff team or not a Super Bowl team. I'll say that. I think it would be a massive accomplishment for the Giants to win one playoff game. But they're not competitive with Tyrod Taylor as their quarterback. So I don't want to see Daniel Jones taking any risks on Sunday. I agree with you. I think it just doesn't make sense for the Giants to go all out. There's not enough to be gained.
And then just like the last thing on that, it's not even like if the Giants win, they guarantee the Eagles will not be the one seed. I don't think this is likely. But again, I said earlier, there's a scenario where the Eagles lose and they get the two seed. There's also a scenario where they lose and then the 49ers lose and the Cowboys lose and they still get the one seed anyway. Again, do I think that's likely? No. But the point is, like, you're not playing for a guaranteed knock the Eagles out of the number one spot. So, like, possibly you risk everything for nothing at all. Like, that doesn't seem smart to me.
No, it doesn't seem smart to me at all.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant, super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Hey, let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the playoffs and about how you see the Eagles' chances once they get to the playoffs. I think if you happen to lose on Sunday, if you happen to fall to the five seed, I think you wind up playing Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay.
Just like last year.
I'm just curious. Do you see that as a dangerous game for the Eagles? Do you see Tampa Bay as we should win that game regardless? And you look at, you know, maybe San Francisco and Dallas as the real threats, you know, for you guys in the NFC?
I mean, it's a disaster. It's an unequivocal disaster if the Eagles drop to the number five seed at this point when you had three games to win the one seed and you just needed one win. And at this point, you just need a tie. You don't even need to win. If the Eagles tie the Giants because of the Vikings losing against the Packers, they're also in that way. So, I can't feel good about whoever they're playing almost if they fall to the five seed. And as I just said, the Eagles lost to the Bucks in the playoffs last year in the divisional round. Now, of course, I think this Eagles team is better than that team was, and that Bucks team might be a little bit worse. But, yeah, I can't feel good at all. It's not even about, you know, one game at that point, like winning a playoff game. The way this Eagles season has gone, it has to be all about winning the Super Bowl. This has to be an all-in kind of year. And, you know, to have to go from the one seed of you just win two home games and you're in the Super Bowl versus you have to win three road games, potentially, depending on how things shake out. To just get there, I mean, that's a dramatically big difference, and it's a failure. And it would be a disaster, unmitigated disaster, if they don't get the one seed at this point.
It really is amazing, because I look at it like, from the Giants' perspective, we've been talking about this at Big Blue View. It's like nobody saw a playoff run coming for this team. We figured, 7-8, getting to 9 wins, whether they made the playoffs or not, would be an awesome season. A lot of people didn't think that would happen. I think the Giants are playing with house money now, no matter what happens. I think they're playing with house money, because this has already been a season that has exceeded expectations. So it's just funny how as it's unfolded, how the two fan bases and the two teams are in such different places. Despite the fact that you look at it and you think the Eagles are a better team, but Eagles fans would be unhappy at this point. Giants fans are already ecstatic no matter what happens.
That's what expectations do. Expectations are everything. And that's why I think you have to be measured against those, and that's the relevant factor here. I mean, I think the Giants can easily win a playoff game, depending on who they play. I mean, if they're playing the 49ers, it's going to be tough. I think the 49ers, are probably the best team right now, before we see what Jalen Hurts looks like again. At the moment, I think they're the best team in the NFC right now. I would give them that leg up. I would still put the Eagles ahead of the Cowboys. But, I mean, if the Giants get the Vikings, this Vikings team.
I think I said this to you before, but coming out of that game that the Giants played in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago, the Vikings are not better than the Giants.
No.
The Vikings have more wins, but right. The Vikings are not better than the Giants. They are in some ways, similar type teams. They've played a lot of close games, been a lot of one score games. And I think the Vikings are like 11-0 in one score games, or 12 or something like that. And sooner or later, you get in a one score game and the ball bounces funny, or something weird happens, or you get a call that goes against you, and you don't win that one score game, or some buffoon kicks a 61 yard field goal and you lose a one score game. That kind of stuff happens. But I look at the Vikings and they're not better than the Giants. So the Giants could win a playoff game. I mean, San Francisco scares me, going all the way across the country and playing that defense. And whether it's Brock Purdy or not at quarterback, that's a really, really good team. But like I said, it's all house money for the Giants at this point. It's all gravy and it's all fun. And I do think the Giants fans are enjoying the nervousness of the Eagles fans. I have to say that much.
Sure. last point quickly on the Vikings. There are four teams, the Raiders, the Browns, the Saints, and the Jets, who have been eliminated from the playoffs already, that have better point differentials than the Vikings do, just to underscore how much they are not quite what their record is. But yeah, I mean, Giants, everyone should be enjoying the Eagles stumbling here, because it's frustrating in Philly. The only thing I can say to put it in perspective in terms of a silver lining optimism point is that in 2017, when the Eagles were playing the Giants late that season, and the Giants were up, and it was Nick Foles' first start after Carson Wentz got hurt. That was a tough game. The Eagles ended up being able to come back and win it. They played the Raiders on Christmas night. It was a Monday night game, and they looked like terrible for that game. Ended up pulling it out, but did not look good at all. Nick Foles looked terrible. And then they played their starters for a little bit at the beginning of the game in week 17, even though it was meaningless, in part because of how bad they looked late in that season to try to get a spark, to try to get the offense going. And it didn't work. They scored 0 points in that game. Again, Nick Foles looked terrible. There was talk that maybe we should replace Nick Foles with Nate Sudfeld. And things changed, a little bit there at one point. So my point being, I don't think you necessarily have to be on fire at this point in the season. I think, especially when you get the bye, if you get that bye, if you get some time off, I think you kind of can regroup.
Right.
So that's the hope, but we'll see.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, if you win Sunday, you get that one seed. then things are still good. So and for you guys, things are still good. Hurts will be healthy, get to the playoffs, and you never know. Mm-hmm. But as you said, I think for you guys, it's get to the Super Bowl or it's kind of a disappointing year.
Yeah.
All right. So enjoy the game on Sunday. Brandon, thank you much for the time. Giants fans, as always, please stay safe out there. Take care of each other and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.